Today, we're fortunate to welcome for our podcast Cynthia Pritchard, a longtime member of DAR and currently is the state chair for Pennsylvania DAR America 250. DAR is fortunate to have you serve as the Pennsylvania chair, and welcome, Cynthia.
Thank you, Marion.
Just to give us a little heads up, America 250 is an organization set up by Congress to form the U.S. Semiquincentennial Commission, a body established by law and signed into law in 2016 by President Obama. But before we get into America 250, Cynthia, I believe you've been a member of DAR and or CAR your entire adult life. Could you share some of that experience with us?
Yeah, I became a member of DAR in 1982. My mother gave it to me as my 19th birthday present and was active at the local level in my chapter when I was home from college. And then when I came back and sort of settled back in the community, became more active again in my local chapter, became active in the state when I was about 31. And then became involved with my children in CAR, you know, sort of engaging in their activities. I was a state junior membership chairman back in, my gosh, 1999 to 2001. That seems forever ago.
Important position, however.
Yes, it was, and such an honor to be in that role. And then, you know, got involved in CAR. I'm a past senior state president of CAR and a past national officer. I was national librarian for CAR. So I've served in several roles with CAR. In DAR, I've been, I was state recording secretary. I was a district director, and I was a national vice chairman of schools and national vice chairman of women's issues. And I currently sit as the national chair of women's issues.
Very important position these days. And it's wonderful that you've had that experience with both the CAR, Children of the American Revolution, as well as DAR, Daughters of the American Revolution. And I believe your family has been very involved in CAR and has gone on to very special and unique positions as a result, perhaps, of this training and this patriotism, etc. We can get back to that a little later. But for our listeners who may not know, the goal of America 250 is to be a catalyst for a more perfect union by designing and leading the most comprehensive celebration in our country's history. And the commission has been established, not unlike the bicentennial celebration in 1976. And it consists of 16 private citizens, 4 U.S. representatives, 4 senators, 9 federal officials, including ex officio members such as Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, etc. But I believe DAR is represented on this very commission by Honorary President General Lynn Forney Young, who is also a member of 3 additional advisory councils as part of America 250. Tell us a little bit about the commission and what it's doing.
Well, the commission obviously is trying to create awareness, education, and understanding of what's happened the last 250 years of this country, as well as what happens in the future. It's really looking at all the individuals that helped shape this country for the last 250 years. The diversity of women, Native Americans, African Americans, obviously Caucasian, but from different things, from farmers to businessmen to all the different things that the individuals that helped fight for this country, who they were, and how they began to establish what we consider the United States of America.
I see. Okay. So it's a very inclusive definition of the American citizenship. I think that's important. And I think it's important to note that DAR was the first heritage society to formally partner with America 250. Why do you think that DAR is such an ideal partner for the planning of the celebration?
Well, a couple things. One is obviously the pillars of our organization around education, historic preservation, and patriotism are aligned almost perfectly with the commission. But even beyond that, I personally believe that we have a unique value to the commission. I do a program and I call it the Keepers of the Stories of the Human Elements related to it. You know, each one of our members have done their genealogy and understand the human element of the person that connects them back to the revolution. And we have those stories and we can tell those stories better than anyone. We can take the books that are in our library and bring them to life. So I think we have a unique position in which to do that, and I think JR can do that better than anyone. Not that our partners in SAR and SR cannot do it also, but I think we have been robustly active in this place and really starting to do that, and I think we continue to do that and humanize the element and also, again, tell those stories.
Well, I think that's interesting, and the other thing that perhaps I could note is that currently, VAR has 190,000 members and chapters all over each state. I don't know how many chapters, but chapters that are supporting the goals of VAR for education, historic preservation, patriotism, those kind of things. And so there is quite a cadre of people you have at your disposal to implement a lot of these ideas. And I think that's very important. The other thing I noted was that the Masonic Lodge across the U.S. has been an important supportive organization for America 250. Can you mention that a little bit and how that works out?
Yeah, that's been primarily in Pennsylvania. There was a project where America 250 PA wanted to place a marker and a tree in every county in the state of Pennsylvania to acknowledge the 250th anniversary. And the Masonic Lodges of Pennsylvania were the sponsors of those trees and those plaques. The nice thing is that GAR was the first alternative organization other than the Masons to have the right to be on that plaque also. Obviously, there's an expenditure of doing that, but they gave us sort of first rights, which was really nice, and also had the opportunity when they said that they were interested in being a part of their plaque to even make suggestions on some geographic locations. As much as they wanted to put them at every courthouse, not every courthouse, it wants another tree or another plaque. And there might be an alternative historic location in which those can be placed. So that's been a neat thing that I've reached out to the chapters, for about the last couple of years while we were in COVID, saying, you know, you feel free to be a part of this. You don't have to write a check today, but if you want to raise the money over time to be a part of it, you know, there is an expense to be a part of that plaque. But GR also has plaques. We're also doing America 250 plaques. Which is really very DR specific. You know, we've placed several around the state of Pennsylvania and have several more in the hopper, which are really, you know, just DR specific with our brands and our logo.
It sounds as though there are many opportunities that chapters have to select from in how to get involved with America 250. It's not necessarily one size fits all, but there are many opportunities. And I would be interested in knowing a little bit more on some of the things on the state level, such as pathways to patriots and historic preservation or educational grants. Tell us a little bit about those programs.
So Pathways to Patriots was started in 2021 by NSDR, the National Society, about putting 250 trees to represent the 250 years. Each tree represents a patriot, and there is a nice variety of patriots, and they're obviously not just putting trees, but they're educational tools. We are working right now with the American Battlefield Trust to determine where all those trees are going to be placed. And trying to create some, you know, including states other than Pennsylvania in that opportunity. And Pennsylvania is also very special from an America 250 standpoint, is that during the Wright administration, President General Pamela Wright, national events will focus on Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and New York. Because over the next 3 years, there will be events that took place leading up to 2026 that happened very specifically in those states. Looking at those national events, they're going to happen. Things like the Boston Tea Party, you know, things that led up to it are going to happen. New York, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts were the primary states where some of those big things happened leading to the revolution. So we are very honored to be a part of the three states where a lot of those national events and things are going to take place, where NSDAR is going to be engaged in things happening here in Pennsylvania. So we have a really unique opportunity to do that from an America 250 perspective. And, you know, I encourage chapters across the state, one of the things that they can do and one of the things that they've always done. I know one happened right in Gettysburg is preserving our historic landmarks and making sure that they are, I hate to say spit polished, but the ones that DR is responsible for are at their best, you know, as the lens of the world, or at least the lens of the United States, is going to be focused on Pennsylvania as one of the primary states of things leading into 2026 and then 2026 itself.
Sure.
I think our chapters have a unique opportunity there are historic preservation projects that they've been involved with forever. I like to use forever, but, you know, really not forever, but for a very long time, that are going to be critical components of the story. You know, a lot happened in Philadelphia, but a lot happened outside of Philadelphia, as we know. So it's those, we have those unique opportunities where the lens will be on Pennsylvania. National is offering historic preservation grants, special ones. They're America 250 preservation grants, or they don't just get used for preservation. They can be used for a community event or community awareness of $500 for each chapter can apply for these, but it's one time. So I encourage chapters, yes, it's great to get that $500, but really think about how you can leverage that the best for your community. You know, can you leverage it against other dollars around a project? Can you lever it against something else? Because we really would like it to be significant. You know, in Pennsylvania, again, I think there are 92 chapters, and each one of them could probably easily get one for the work that they're doing. But I want it to be really, you know, what I encourage chapters to do is really strategize about how that can be used best for your chapter in order to elevate the work that you do leading into the 250. And, of course, the work we've always done. We've always done historic preservation, hence why we're a natural partner. What we stand on is what they're trying to stand on in the commission, and we've been doing it all along. You know, I always say we're ahead of the curve. You know, it's going to be cool in the next couple of years, but we've been doing it for a long time. So, you know,
absolutely.
It's become very popular going into an anniversary celebration, just like it was in 1976, when DR had the largest membership growth they've ever had, was because suddenly it was cool to have the genealogy. We got obviously taking advantage of that also is as we share those stories and somebody goes, wait, I'm related to that person. Then you can start to do that and say, wait a minute, I saw that in the family Bible and I didn't know I was eligible for DAR. So I think there's that too. And also those stories not only inform, but they also are a great marketing tool to find other members for our society.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as you say, Pennsylvania has a rich history with the Revolutionary War. Many things happen in many places, some of which haven't been recognized perhaps, but the local chapters may be aware of them that should be brought to light and recognized. And I like the idea of the $500 grant for each chapter because there are lots of opportunities that if a chapter really looks at how can our chapter make an impact based on the history and activities that may have gone unnoticed in our county or our state, but that would have an impact and would it perhaps involve more people in on the communities in which we serve. I think that's very exciting. And as you say, letting people know who we are and what we do. There are many, many people, I'm sure, who are untapped potential members of DAR that for whatever reason they didn't hear about or know about DAR or perhaps had a perspective on DAR that may not have been accurate, that we can bring to light the fact that we are a service organization and we do stand for certain things and we are an asset to our communities. So I think that's really, really important. Tell me about some of the goals that you personally have for the Pennsylvania chapters to get involved. We talked about the grant and some other things, but in your vision of what the state of Pennsylvania can be in contributing to America 250, what do you see?
I see taking advantage of our talent and resources of our members. You know, not everybody can make a monetary donation, but some people can give their time. We showed that on Pennsylvania Day when we reached out to the districts and the chapters across the state. What was it, 21 days? Well, actually, it was like 16 days into a new administration. We put out the word and said, who wants to engage in Pennsylvania Day, which was volunteering and partner with America 250 PA and Feeding America and helping at food banks across the region. I was blown away by the Pennsylvania members. I just started seeing faces, pictures on Facebook. I had no idea all these people were volunteering until I saw them. And then I got the list. And, you know, we were the largest volunteer group from another nonprofit to volunteer on Pennsylvania Day across the state was DAR.
Wow.
Our members giving their time back to their community making sure that families had food. I mean, that's what it was about. But at the same time, it was also about people seeing us as those community volunteers we've always been. And it's not always in costume of red, white, and blue. That right. We are your neighbors. We are your friends. We just, you know, have a value system around, you know, sort of God, home, and country, historic preservation, patriotism, and education. You know, those kind of values that we stand on. But we are ultimately community volunteers in one way or the other. So, you know, I want to engage in that every year, and I want to grow the number of people that volunteer at that event. I would like every chapter to get one of the $500 grants. I would also like to figure out a way how we interconnect that with one another. So if there's constantly something going on that when somebody gets a grant, it's not something that stays within their community. It's something we blast throughout the state to tell everyone what we're accomplishing. We sometimes don't do that till somebody gives a report.
Yes.
But I think we have the advantage of social media and saying, this is how this chapter used their $500 grant. We are so excited. We're doing this. Come see it. Come be a part of it. Some of our people live really far apart, but you'd be amazed who will get in the car to come see something. You know, I created a map of all the historic landmarks the DAR manages across the state. It will be on the new website, and it's all mapped out. You know, I did a program a couple of years ago in partnership with Historic Preservation Committee, and we created passports that listed all these landmarks across Pennsylvania that our chapters manage.
Wow.
So it was really exciting to me to create this map and say, okay, if you want to go on an adventure, go see what your other GAR chapters are preserving. There's several houses in the Lehigh Valley area. I was really surprised to see the number. Some up in the Northwest, all over the state. Let's be clear here. I was like amazed by the number of things. You go to Pittsburgh and go to 5 or 6 different locations, all which are taken care of by GAR chapters.
That's an impact that maybe not everyone sees or recognizes. Even other chapters may not be aware of those achievements.
Absolutely. And it's something we can share out externally. You know, it's the kind of thing we can highlight each one of them over the next year and really do a piece about them and, you know, hashtag America250PA, hashtag America250 nationally, and tell people, we're doing this. We've been doing it all along. I think that's an important story to tell. You know, so it's those historic locations. It's telling the story of those, telling the stories of our patriots, engaging in our communities in a really holistic way that we can volunteer at things that might not seem like what people would consider our bailiwick, but at the same time, it's something that we like to do. And on the flip side of that, when we do anything ceremonially of any kind that's not a normal business meeting, invite the community, invite your local legislators, invite your state legislators. You know, we've had these marker ceremonies, and I did one right down the road in York. I was there. I ended up speaking on behalf of America 250 PA because the commissioner couldn't be there. There were local and state legislators who were like, wow, I didn't know you did all this. Because Sarah did a little bit of history. And what was even cool was one of the people that was there connected to another person. And there was a plaque that GAR had done, I mean, probably 60 years ago, that in a construction site got put aside and was literally sitting in a warehouse.
Oh, my.
For that same location. And nobody would have known about it if we didn't put the plaque in that we did now and invited everybody to come. And they said, I think I know where there's another plaque. You know, it's amazing to me. So I think that there are people in our community that believe in what we believe in. And they can be part of it and part of our organization as supporters. And then we, on the other hand, can share back and serve our communities. Our ladies already do. How many volunteer at historical societies? How many people volunteer at the library? I mean, our members do such great work, and I think we need to really think about that. You know, that's why, again, when we did the Feeding America, it was two. It was America 250. But it was also service to America because our members were putting in volunteer hours. So, and being very present.
It's nice to hear how wonderful the response was from the Pennsylvania chapters in terms of the different programs, to see that people who were underserved as far as food availability and those things, people stepped up and got involved. And I think partly because of the rich history that Pennsylvania had, not only during the Revolutionary War, but during the Civil War and contributions to support efforts in World War I and II, Pennsylvania was very much at the forefront of that. And that's part of our DNA, I think. So to have these opportunities and to get the chapters excited about this is, it can be amazing. And if every chapter had at least half of the enthusiasm that you are showing today, we will be at the top of every list in terms of what the chapters do. So that's very exciting and something we should all be proud of, but not sit on our laurels, not rest on our laurels, but continue to get involved and be creative. And the idea that you're suggesting to get into a position of partnering with other community activities, the synergy is just multiplies the effect and the impact of what a chapter can do. And we're not even aware of what those synergies might be. So that's powerful stuff. You have a 3-year term in serving America 250. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know?
I just think there are extremely wonderful resources on the NSDR website. I would encourage members to go there now and go there often because things are going to constantly be added. We've added, you know, they've added to the NSDR website a kudos space. So you'll start to see as they start to list things people are doing and sharing pictures around that and what's happening, you might get ideas for your chapter, things that are happening. And like I said, they've provided templates, press releases, everything that you, that a chapter needs to successfully engage their communities and beyond for America 250. I think that that's really important. And I would just remind everybody that, you know, I'm here to answer questions. I have a team. I have 6 state vice chairmen, which are purposely geographically placed, 1 in each district to work with each district director around America 250. So they have someone to go to in their district, here to help and support. And, we just want everybody to be as enthusiastic as we are about the opportunities. This started in 2021, and each year, each month, each day, there's something significant leading up to that point that can be recognized and honored. And we just want to make sure that we sit here in Pennsylvania and we have a ton of opportunity. You can't turn a corner without some opportunity related to something in the revolution. So let's put ourselves under the spotlight we need to be under.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And many of us are unaware because we haven't researched or we haven't gone online or because we haven't explored America 250. We're unaware of the many things that happened beginning in 2020, as you said, recognizing great Americans, history and meaning of Labor Day, Black Business Month, history of Juneteenth. Getting to know Woodrow Wilson's family, I think, was very interesting. So there's just all kinds of things that have been happening regularly to lift up these through either the commission or the National Society of DAR. And I think as chapters become aware of them and make this a focal point, there's no stopping what we can do. And we thank you so much for your leadership and for sharing with us today all of the wonderful information and enthusiasm that you
have.
This
is something I'm very passionate about. You know, it goes back to 1976 for me. I'm now dating myself of how old I was, but
No.
My father was very much involved in the celebration of the bicentennial, and he co-chaired it with, at the time, a woman who was state regent of Pennsylvania, Betty Miller. And so I got introduced to her as a young child. She's the one that signed my papers for DAR, was involved with her with parade planning as a teenager. And so for me, this is very personal. And tipping my hat to my father and tipping my hat to Betty Miller, who put me in DAR. But also it's just, and I think my blood is red, white, and blue.
I think so, too, and I think I sensed that the first time we talked. Well, Cynthia Pritchard, thank you so much in this conversation today and in your commitment over the next 3 years as we come up to America 250 And I hope that we as chapters and in the state do not let you down.
I don't think you will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.